Last night, a tremendous party celebration, and this reporter was there to be a part of the action. I tried to blend into the background so as not to spoil the party mood with my unauthorized presence. I watched as the attorney that gave him new life, that raised him from the ashes, gave a speech about the power of Marion B.
He was the kind of cat bleeding, having a good time, enjoying himself, calling all the cats in, and everybody enjoy, have a nice time, understand me, and the tricks dancing, and the music playing, and the juice going, and the goodies in there, and then the lemon fish at the back, and one thing and another, can on real crazy and cool, and the neighbors get the bean, and I'd report the cat, and bad rather never stepped away.
The mayor himself was even more jubilant. Somewhat less mellifluous, but more jubilant.
Fellas, can we still do it?
Yeah!
How can we do it?
Do it today!
How can we do it?
Do it today!
And so, they cued a barbershop quartet who couldn't decide exactly what tune they wanted to sing. They were going to sing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow. Or If They Could See Me Now, That Good Old Gang of Mine. Then they broke into We're in the Money. Suddenly they were interrupted by Sharon Splat Kelly. Yes, but not for long. If this run is successful, the next stop, the mayor's office. Well, just then they noticed me standing in the corner.
Hey, there he is, man.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Bella.
Congratulations.
Well,
good to see you.
Come on over.
Oh, well, geezer, I don't want to intrude, you know.
Just do one. Hey, J.G., you better get him because I can't. Now, look at here, Hank. You know how we do. It's all in the family. You better come on and get down.
All right. I'll be happy to get down.
Come on and get some of this.
Oh, really?
You know what's messing here today?
I don't really want any of that. I used to do that years ago in the 60s. But
Hank, you remember me, I'm sure. Come on in, Hank. Do the thing. Hey, somebody count it off, man.
Count it off?
Yeah, Fred, you count it off. You're the band director.
Hey, man, you got to do this thing for us, man. Because we ready to get down now. You going to do it? Huh?
You what?
Make him hit it. Turn him hit it.
I can't hit it. You got it, man.
Hank. I wonder if I could join the celebration and lead you in a cheer for Mayor B. All I'm trying to do is say, let's heal the wounds. Let's join together.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me that the funky honky that smell like a donkey is not welcome at this party?
Right. I said your mama.
No, really. All what I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to get a little broadcast time on 101.
Your mama.
I'm trying to make it so that we can all hold hands in a city united.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me I have to take off this little cap I borrowed from the mayor and give it back along with the scarf?
That's right. I said your mama.
But I thought I looked good in this cap. I mean, it cost me $42.
Your mama.
All right, here's a cat. Riches of Georgetown?
Your mama.
All right. You mean I just got to wear my seersucker suit and look like a doofus?
That's right. I said your mama.
All right.
Your mama.
All right.
That's right. I said your mama.
And so I stood off to the side in the corner, knowing full well I'd be ostracized,
your mama.
But nonetheless showing support for the most dramatic comeback of all time.
I said your mama.
To be able to be down, discounted, laughed at, and then back with a...
Your mama.
Just then, stepping out from behind the curtain, he made his entrance as we all gathered and sung together a salute to Mayor B's return.
Happy to see you again. Paul, Paul, happy because you are my friend.
Good to see you. Welcome back. Congratulations.
And that you're doing fine.
Can I please borrow your hat sometime?
Ooh, it feels so good.
Tune in again for another Mayor Barry Comeback Update. Only on DC 101.